treating patients exposed to drilling chemicals. A controversial aspect of Act 13, the state's law on drilling, forced doctors to sign confidentiality agreements before getting any chemical information that industry deems trade secret. After lawmakers passed Act 13 2 years ago, healthcare professionals from across the state reacted with shock, fearful that signing any form could prevent them from sharing key information with other doctors or even their patients. One doctor sued, but President Judge Dan Pellegrini says nothing in the statute would prevent medical professionals from getting access to information or sharing it with another healthcare worker. The ruling did not reassure Dr. Amy Perret, a doctor from suburban Pittsburgh. Perret says doctors fearful of getting sued will avoid asking for any information from industry.
It's just reinforced the muddiness that we already had. What people are going to do is they're going to avoid it. So, and that goes against the grain of being a physician. Your job is, as a detective, is to figure out what your exposures may or may not have been and to be able to get them to the proper physicians.
Perret says part of the problem is no one has ever seen one of these confidentiality agreements. Barry Farrow, a law professor at Drexel, agrees. He says the ruling leaves doctors in a difficult position. He also says the justices did nothing to address the confusion surrounding public health research, where practitioners may want to go beyond a particular patient's care and publish in peer-reviewed journals without fear of a lawsuit. The governor's office says it was pleased with the ruling. A spokesman for the industry says the court recognized that healthcare providers have access to all the information they need. I'm Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's new budget relies on robust